T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
There's no place like home. Download the Borgata online app and sign up for a new account to check out our latest exclusive slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkinland. New players get a 100% deposit match up to $1,000, plus $20 on the house. Don't forget to download the Borgata online app for exclusive thrills on our latest slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkinland. Only available at BetMGM Casino. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Visit BorgataOnline.com for T's and C's. 21 plus to wager. New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Welcome offer for new customers only. Games may vary by market. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit / bonus bets unless otherwise provided in the applicable terms. Rewards subject to expiry. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Joining us right now from Fox Sports, NFL writer and reporter, it's Ralph Vacchiano. Ralph, thank you for joining us tonight.
Hey, my pleasure.
So we're going to talk NFL. We're going to obviously start with the New York teams, the local teams, and the Giants have been a topic of conversation tonight because a lot of these Giants fans want to move off of Brian Daboll, fire the coach. What are your thoughts about firing Brian Daboll when he is the reason that they have Jackson Dart? He drafted it, developed, and started this guy. In my humble opinion, I just don't think that they fire him this year with another year on his contract.
Yeah, I mean, it puts him in a really interesting situation. First of all, I don't think there's any chance that they fire him during the season. I think if they did make any decision, it would be afterwards. They want to give him the full year because a big part of his, evaluation is, can he develop Jackson Dart into a viable starter to where that maybe he's ready to win next year? And in order to do that, you need to see the totality of the season and see exactly what Jackson Dart looks like in late December, how much he's grown. I think that we all know that this is not a very good Giants team. When you're relying on a rookie quarterback, that kind of sets you back a little bit, and their schedule is a monster too. So there's not going to be a ton of wins. I doubt that there's going to be, I don't think you're going to see a record at the end of the season where you say, wow, Brian Daboll did it. He has to come back. So it's all about, is he the right guy for Jackson Dart? That's going to be his entire argument of whether to keep him. He's the reason that Jackson Dart is here, but you got to figure out whether he's the right guy for him going forward. And, I suspect the Giants probably think that he is, but there's a lot of games to go. And if Jackson Dart doesn't come along as expected or he regresses at all, that'll tell a big story for Brian Daboll's future too.
Yeah, he's burst on the scene, Jackson Dart, but I mean, he's turned the ball over. He's had his bad moments and, they've got a ton of drops and he's, lacking talent around him with Malik Nabers going down and Scadaboo going down. I said the only thing left to do is for Brian Daboll to win a couple games. Can they get to 5 wins? Can they get to 6 wins the rest of the way to kind of quiet the noise around his seat being hot? We're on the phone right now with Ralph Vacchiano. If you're just tuning in, he is a NFL beat writer, reporter for Fox Sports. We're talking NFL, so we'll shift from the Giants to the Jets. And obviously the Jets get their first win. And it comes in a week where Woody Johnson calls out Justin Fields. You know, he basically says no head coach could win with a quarterback with that rating. It'd be nice if we could complete a pass. Then Aaron Glenn goes out there, defends Woody Johnson, and has a back and forth with the media where he won't tell the media who's starting. We come to find out Tyrod Taylor is out with a knee injury. Justin Fields is a starter, and they have a ridiculous game, the game of the week, where they go to Ohio, 45 minutes from where Nick Mangold grew up, and they get a win for Nick Mangold and his family and all the Jets faithful. What are your thoughts about Justin Fields moving forward? Is he the guy now the rest of the year? What are your thoughts about Aaron Glenn and how he has kind of been combative with the media, but you know his attitude and how he's been coaching this team as well as Justin Fields?
Yeah, I mean, I'll start with Aaron Glenn. You know, I've never understood a coach who wants to be combative with the media, or, you know, this isn't really Aaron Glenn, but somebody who acts like Bill Belichick, doesn't want to talk too much or say too much. That stuff works when you're winning. When you're 0-7, it doesn't work. And it's not that it plays poorly in the media. It plays poorly to the fans, too. You know, I know Jets fans that are more bothered by Aaron Glenn's demeanor than I'm bothered by Aaron Glenn's demeanor. So it's just not a good look when you're not winning games. And I wish more coaches would realize that. You know, that being said, obviously he wasn't dealt a strong hand heading into this season. I don't think anybody thought the Jets would be really good. They took a flyer on Justin Fields, and I think it was worth it. I think he's really talented. I don't think there was a lot on the market. Obviously, they didn't have a draft pick that they thought was going to be worthy of grabbing a quarterback, so they had to look to the free agent market, and you took a shot with a guy who's got a lot of talent, a lot of ability. You hope you can win with him. You know, I don't know from what I've seen of Justin Fields. I think he's too erratic to be the guy heading into next year, but for the rest of this year, I mean, I don't know how you bench him after that game he had on Sunday. I don't know how then you go back to Tyrod Taylor. I think you probably do have to ride with Justin Fields and understand that you might have to make a change here or there. But you know, I think we've all seen enough now to know that, you know, the flyer they took did not lead to their franchise quarterback. They're going to have to dip into the draft next year and see what's available, see what the evaluations are on these guys, see how high they draft, and, you know, hopefully for the first time in a long time, maybe they get it right.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate, with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Speaking of franchise quarterbacks, a lot of us are looking at New England, and they drafted Drake May, and in his second year, they're putting MVP next to his name. And then also, we're looking at Mike Vrabel. Gerard Mayo got kicked to the curb after 1 year because they had Vrabel. And look at the success. Can you speak to me a little bit about what's going on in New England, why things are working, why this kid has taken such a big leap, and do you think the Patriots are for real again?
Well, I do. I think they probably have some flaws, and I don't know that they're a Super Bowl contender. I'm not sure I would rank them ahead of the Buffalo Bills. I know they're leading the division right now, but I think the Bills are a better, deeper team. But they're certainly on the right track, and it just goes to show you in this sport, the quarterback and the coach mean so much more than everything else. If you don't have a quarterback, you don't have a chance unless you've got, like, you know, the 2000 Ravens defense or, you know, one of the all-time great running backs or something like that. If you don't have a quarterback, you just can't win. Once you get it, a lot of things around it fall into place. I don't think they have a lot of weapons around Drake May, but he's finding a way to make it work. Then you bring in a coach, and Mike Vrabel settles everybody down. He obviously won where, you know, in Tennessee, or relatively. He was a success there. Everybody was widely respected around the league. Everybody knew that he could be a coach. He could say, hey, my system works, my plan works, listen to me, respect me, and the players did. And that settled everything down. You know, a group of, I think if you looked at that roster, you'd probably think, okay, this is an average talent team, but the coach and the quarterback can elevate that a little bit to the point where they probably will make the playoffs this year. And, you know, to become a Super Bowl contender or a real threat, do they have to upgrade in the offseason? Absolutely. But they've got the two most important pieces. And, you know, that's something that the Giants and Jets and every team struggling needs to know. If you miss on the quarterback and coach, it's a setback of a few years. But if you get them, you can ride that a long way.
Again, we're on the phone with my guest, Ralph Vacchiano, at Ralph Vacchiano on Twitter. He is an NFL writer, reporter for Fox Sports. Now, speaking of the head coach and the quarterback, first year of Shane Steichen and Daniel Jones, pretty good. I mean, some people poke holes into their schedule and say, ah, who'd they play? They haven't beat anybody. But when I watch them play, I see an offense that can attack in multiple different ways and a defense that's solid. What do you think about the Colts and Daniel Jones kind of finding greener pastures out there after leaving New York?
Yeah, I'm starting to buy in. I did not think that would be a very good team this year. You know, maybe 500 at best. I was not a big believer in Daniel Jones. I think he was more talented than he showed in his last couple of years in New York. But, you know, I did think he probably would not become an MVP type quarterback like he is playing like at times. I understand the skepticism of the Colts and their schedule, and it's real. But they're not just barely beating these teams that are beneath them. They're crushing them. They are playing terrific offense and terrific defense. And they've got, you know, Jonathan Taylor might be the best running back in football right now. Daniel Jones is not making many mistakes. You know, Shane Steichen has proven that he's a really good coach when he has a quarterback. He's, you know, he's good with his strategy and good with rallying his team. You know, I think they're for real. Now, does for real mean they're a playoff threat and a team that could maybe even make a run towards the AFC championship? Yes, I think so. Are they as good as, you know, are they a threat to the Chiefs, to the Bills, you know, to make the Super Bowl? I don't think so yet. I'm not quite there, but I can't rule it out because that's how well they're playing. You know, they're just surprisingly good. I just did not see that team having enough depth. I didn't believe in their offensive line, which they had a couple of new pieces on. I didn't believe in their defense, but they have managed to put it all together. And, you know, I wouldn't have picked their coach and quarterback as a pairing that would succeed, but they got it right. There's no doubt about it. For at least this year, they got a big decision to make on whether to keep Daniel Jones and how much to pay him. But for at least this year, that pairing is really, really working well.
Another quarterback and head coach pairing, Mike McDaniels and Tua Tagovailoa. I mean, it hasn't worked the way that, you know, many of us thought. But they get a big win last week, and now week 9 kicks off in their building against the Ravens, who will bring back Lamar Jackson. Two questions for you. One, do you think that the Dolphins can rip off some wins and kind of save their head coach's job and their quarterback's job? And two, what are you expecting to see from Lamar Jackson? I feel like they really slow played this thing. I know a lot of us thought he was coming back last week against the Bears, but what are you expecting to see from the 2-time MVP and Lamar?
Yeah, well, to answer your Dolphins question first, I don't believe that they're ready to roll up a couple of wins. They certainly have talent down there, but that team looks like a dysfunctional mess to me. I was surprised by their win this weekend. I'm surprised that Mike McDaniel still has a job, really. I thought he'd be the first coach fired instead of Callahan. It could be either one, but I certainly thought that Mike McDaniel was in danger down there. So maybe the win saved him. They played a little better lately, but I don't get the sense that they're a good team that suddenly can rip off a few wins. On the other hand, I do see that in the Ravens. You know, the whole Lamar Jackson thing, you know, he was on the injury report as full practice. They turned out he just practiced with the scout team. People were expecting him to play, and then he was out. You know, the Ravens say that it was an innocent mistake. I'm not sure I buy that completely, but I guess it makes sense that they wanted to give Lamar Jackson an extra week, especially, you know, not having played 2 games in 5 days. That makes perfect sense. if he's healthy, they're a different team. They're starting to play a little better defense, which was their problem early on. But with him there, things just can change. And I still think they're really talented. I picked them to go to the Super Bowl at the beginning of the year, which obviously looks ridiculous now, but it's because there was a lot of talent there. It's because Jackson is just that good. So it may be too little too late, but they're a team that I would say, okay, I'd watch them. You know, they could go on a run, get three or four wins in a row, and their season will look a lot different. They're just a much better built team than a team like Miami, which to me, you know, maybe they get another win, another couple of wins down the road, but I don't think they can string them together like the Ravens can.
Yeah, I'm expecting a good game just because it's a, you know, Lamar coming back, his first game back. It's a short week. Usually that favors the home team on Thursday Night Football. We'll see. Last thing for you as we approach the trade deadline, there's rumors around here about Kayvon Thibodeau being traded from the Giants. There's rumors around here about Quinnen Williams or Breece Hall being traded from the Jets. If you have one big name that you think is going to be moved at the deadline, who would that be?
Well, locally, I would think it would the most likely one to me is Breece Hall. I don't think the Giants want to trade Kayvon Thibodeau. I think they view him as a piece of their future. Whether they can afford to keep him or not is a whole other story, but I don't think he's going anywhere at the trading deadline. The Jets are interesting because they've got five or six players that people like and that we're not so sure whether Aaron Glenn and the whole new regime there wants to keep going forward. So it'll be interesting to see. There's a lot of teams that have been calling them. I assume that Quinnen Williams will be a little too expensive for those teams, but somebody might be able to get Breece Hall at a bargain. Maybe the Jets get a mid-round pick for that, and it might be worth it to them.
Yeah, I think so. I was talking last night after the performance that Breece had. I'm like, his value is higher than it was. Like, I would still make that move, but we'll see what the Jets do. Obviously, they have a bye. Ralph, thank you for joining us tonight. I appreciate the time.
My pleasure, Keith. Anytime.
That's Ralph Vacchiano at Ralph. VACCHIANO on Twitter, on X. His bio reads NFL writer, reporter for Fox Sports, but then it also adds Syracuse alum, Seton Hall professor, long-suffering Mets and Islanders fan. One of us, a New Yorker.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
There's no place like home. Download the Borgata online app and sign up for a new account to check out our latest exclusive slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkinland. New players get a 100% deposit match up to $1,000, plus $20 on the house. Don't forget to download the Borgata online app for exclusive thrills on our latest slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkinland. Only available at BetMGM Casino. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Visit BorgataOnline.com for T's and C's. 21 plus to wager. New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Welcome offer for new customers only. Games may vary by market. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit/bonus bets unless otherwise provided in the applicable terms. Rewards subject to expiry. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.